Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Captain Patrick in the studio. Captain Rusty out on location at the Miami International Boat Show. So we're going to check in with him hopefully at some point during the day. It's his birthday tomorrow. So I think he started the festivities a bit early. So it's 50-50 whether or not we're going to have him on the show today. You hear what I'm saying, Patrick?
I hear you. Really wish I didn't.
Why?
So what? His birthday's tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's...
Oh, well, I'm just telling everybody that just in case he does not join us today. He might be preoccupied falling over drunk.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
If you're following him on Facebook and stuff, his pictures, he's a little bit preoccupied.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that Crystal's not with him.
Yes, I saw those pictures.
Did you see those pictures?
I appreciate him for sharing. Yes.
I hate him for sharing.
Well, he is on a mission. His excuse is he is there not only to document what's happening at the Miami International Boat Show. He's supposed to garner new pictures for us for the new worldofboating.com website, which just went live this week. We need some more photos.
A new website?
A new website.
You don't say.
Has been released.
What was wrong with the old website?
It was old. Out with the old, in with the new. That's what they say, Patrick.
Well,
that's what we've done.
What is old in internet years?
Well, how old are you? No. I don't know.
Once again, let me state for the record, I am the youngest person involved with this show.
And I am as well, mentally. All right, moving on. It doesn't really matter, but go check out the newworldofboating.com website. It's really, I don't want to oversell it, because really all we've done is streamline the process for people to listen to the show easier. You know, find the little buttons and, where's the latest show? Go back and check out a past show that you may have missed, that kind of stuff. All that stuff is hopefully a little bit more clear cut for you to navigate through. And aesthetically more pleasing.
Yeah, well,
there's a new picture, by the way. Every time you load the website, a different photo shows up as the big main, splash page picture or whatever. And some of them are more revealing than others.
And those would be the ones of you.
No, there's
nice tan line.
That's not me.
No, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
There's no other human being in the world that has got skin as pale as yours.
You're not looking at the right pictures, dude. I'm talking about the big picture on the main page when you go to worldofboating.com. Every time you load it loads up a different picture. There's no picture of me on that.
Are you sure?
I am positive.
I challenge everyone listening to go to worldofboating.com. And
I am not.
Spot Greg.
I am not that girl in the bikini laying out on the bow of the boat.
There was a time, I seem to recall, about 8 years ago.
I never wore a bikini. So don't even go there.
Where you and Bill... We're on a dive trip.
I don't speak for Bill.
No, but you
I speak
and, you,
for myself. But you now, and Bill, he you and has Bill put were on some you, more revealing type attire that are
you put him in a mermaid tail. Is less, what you did.
I didn't put him in anything. He just grabbed it and put it on himself.
But all I know is when you guys came back, the next show after you came back, we did 10 minutes on how you guys both painted each other's toenails.
No, we put dye flags on our toenails.
Yeah, okay.
And we didn't do it. The other people on the boat did this.
Held you down.
Yeah, we
gave you a pedicure and painted your toenails.
I fell asleep, and as opposed to writing some phallic symbol on my cheek with a Sharpie, they decided to paint my big toenail with a dye flag. Now, Bill was wide awake. He was just like, bring it on. I love how the colors of the red and white accent my cheekbones.
Mm.
And I'm not going to judge. I'm just saying that's Bill. I mean, he grabbed the mermaid tail and put it on, too. Now, those pictures that you're talking about are still out there somewhere on the web, but I believe they're on our Scuba Radio website, and I need to probably take those off as well.
Yeah.
But anyway, the new World of Boating website is still a little bit of a work in progress. We welcome your comments, questions, suggestions, that kind of thing. You can email us right through there. You can get on the air by clicking on the Get on the Air tab, but hopefully it'll be a little easier to navigate. And, you know, there's links to Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of stuff.
And let me save all of you listening a lot of trouble. Greg cannot fire me. I am under contract, so stop it.
Yeah, he has something there. We are doing Facebook Live today. And
it's only on Greg. Don't worry.
For the same reason. Because yes. He's not under contract, and we can't...
No, it's in my contract.
His face. Wait, no.
It's in my contract that I'm not to appear on camera.
Is that? I thought you didn't have a contract.
No, I have a contract.
You have a contract?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's around here somewhere.
Yeah. There it is in the garbage, of course. Okay. Anyway, you can join us on Facebook Live, interact with the show today, too. We're still kind of beta testing that whole thing as well. So we got a lot of stuff going on, you know, with the world of boating, but really, there's a lot of stuff going on in the boating world. This week.
Yes, there is.
And we're not there at Miami. I was planning to go down there, but I decided to bail at the last minute. I was going to kind of, you know, piggyback a dive adventure and the boat show together and go down and do some diving in South Florida. But it ends up the winds are picking up today, big time. Actually, today is pretty good, but I was going to go down there and do the boat show on Sunday, tomorrow. And then do some diving, and then I look at the weather, and the weather just looked terrible.
And to be fair, I mean, how many times can you go see Guy Harvey?
No, I can go many times. He's a great guy.
I know. We've been. Every time we've gone to the boat show,
yeah.
You and I, I think he's the first person we stop by and see.
Now, I will tell you, don't
And then he goes, who is that guy?
Well, don't be deterred by the weather, because when I say the weather's not cooperating, it's beautiful. It's like 80 degrees and sunny. But the winds are coming out of the east and kicking up to almost 20 miles per hour on Monday, according to the latest forecast.
Yeah, that's going
to
make the water taxi rides really interesting.
Exactly. It'll be nice and wet, potentially. And for diving, you know, I could rough the seas if I wanted. But, you know, we were planning to dive with Barry the Boater. And he, has a small 17-foot. Triumph that would not weather those seas.
It's not small. Well. It's nicely sized.
Nicely sized. That's what he says. And Barry the Boater's with us, I believe. Now, Barry, you there? Come in,
I'm
Barry.
Here.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Is that true? Are you been watching the winds? Are they kicking up already down there in South Florida, or no?
No, actually, I looked at the video cams right now. The ocean is beautiful.
Yeah. Today's
the perfect day.
Today's the great day, but it's supposed to kick up, I believe, on Monday or maybe Sunday evening or something.
It's not that the boat can't handle it, is that it would make it really difficult to get divers in and out of the boat. I mean, we were out there with two to three.
The boat will handle it fine. It's me and Barry, the boat, that might paint his vessel with a cool sheen of yellow and puke-ish green.
Mean you and CJ.
Well, yeah. And Barry. You and Barry might blow chunks, too.
Not often.
No?
Yeah, tag that one.
What do you mean, tag it?
Blow chunks?
Yeah, that's a technical term. That's a technical boating term, Captain Patrick. Come on.
You just have to play it back. It was a lot funnier when you said it the first time. By the way, I would think that if it was rough, it would be easier to get divers out of the water because you get them on the downswell and just have them hold on to the gunwale. And then when the swell comes up, they just flip up into the boat.
Well, professional divers can do that, like myself. But it's still it's all about the timing. And it's not about getting in and out of the boat for me. It's about the seasickness element. I don't like going out there when it's all choppy and, you know, it's uncomfortable. You get the crap beat out of you. You need a bigger boat, Barry.
Barry needs to put one of those Seakeeper stabilizers on board.
Ah, that wouldn't
On my Triumph, sure. It'll sink it. It'll add so much weight, it'll just go under. Then it'll be a submarine, and it'll be great then.
Well, yeah, rocking won't be a problem then.
There
will
you
it?
Go.
Okay. Well, anyway, the weather has to cooperate. That's my excuse of why I'm staying back home in broadcast headquarters today and And we got Rusty on location. Bear, you going to go to the boat show maybe tomorrow or the next day, or you don't know?
I'm going to try to, but yeah. There's no guarantee. It is tax season, and clients keep calling, and for some reason they want to come in.
Yeah, Barry the Boater, a.k.a. tax accountant.
Now, that's what happens when you have Paul Manafort for a customer.
Ah! Well, there's that. Okay. Learning new stuff every day.
Yeah, he's got his hands full right there.
Okay.
But, so, you know, if you do go to the boat show, over 1,100 exhibitors on hand.
Is that a record? Is that a new record? That might be.
So it's a lot.
Yeah.
And then you've got about 1,400 boats on land and in water to go see.
Is that a record?
About.
I bet it is. I bet it could be. Right. Did we just rewind the tape and play it back? I think that's what it sounded like on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters, you know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water, but what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Man, I gotta give me one of these bad boys.
The upkeep alone would cost you millions. You gotta crew it, maintain it, gas it. This thing drinks 5 gallons a mile.
Joe knows boats.
That I do.
I wish that we could sail our sad days away forever in deep blue seas of paper mache.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, along with Captain Patrick in the studio. Barry the Boater, connected via the web in South Florida. He's not at the Miami International Show, boat show, but he's not far from it. So we had to connect directly to it. And we have Paul Cook from Regal Boats doing just that with us right now. Paul, welcome to the World of Boating. How are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic. Enjoying the sunny weather in Miami.
Yeah, it is picture perfect today. I hear. I've already gotten the report from Barry as far as the weather in the area. It couldn't be better boat show weather today, could it?
It could not be. Perfect day to be on the water. The only thing that could be better about than being at the boat show to being on the water, enjoying the boat itself.
That's true. And that is that what you are doing down there? Are you taking people out yourself, or are you just out there mingling and, you know, hanging with all the big wigs now?
I wish I was just mingling, but doing a little bit of selling and doing a little bit of scoping out and seeing what's here and new at the show.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, Paul, by the way, you know, we talked to Paul back in the day when he's just a little young tyke.
He actually took you for a ride on a boat, I believe, out on Lake Conway.
He did.
Yeah.
A great guy. And now he's the VP of engineering at Regal Boats. You know, and I wish I was him. You know, he's living the dream for sure. So, I mean, you guys do have some new products that you're showcasing here at the Miami International Boat Show. Care to tell us a little bit about it there, Paul? What do you got?
We do. So we got our full range of outboard product here at Miami from 21 up to 33 feet. And we're introducing here at the show a new 33 SAV, and SAV stands for Sports Activity Vessel. And mm-hmm. for Regal, this is really a new product blending, you know, the traditional cruiser space into the open day boat space and into the center console fishing space. So you really got a nice blend of things. You got an open cockpit if you want to do some fishing, but still have great accommodations down below if you want to do overnighting with a couple or a family of four.
Right. Yeah, very practical vessel. You know, Patrick was playing me the video before we started our little virtual cruise through the latest boating news and information today. And it looks like it just has everything you'd want to do to just go out on like a weekend cruiser kind of thing, right?
It does. That's our intention. So whether you're, you know, up north in the Great Lakes and, you know, want to do some cruise and some fishing, or down here in South Florida and you want to take a trip over to the Bahamas for this weekend, for the weekend, you know, the boat really can do it all. So
very nice.
Got great versatility packed into a 33-foot package.
So how many are you going to sell this weekend, you figure, Paul? Go ahead, make
a
prediction.
Good question. So we're officially debuting it this weekend, and we sold at least one before the show even started. So
nice.
Off to a good start when you sell one before you even tell anybody about
that. Is true. I just want you to know, for the record, if you have any leftovers, I'm willing to take them off your hand.
You and me both.
Okay. What's so funny, Patrick? Why is he laughing at me?
Well, because he's never heard that from anybody.
Never.
Ever before.
Yes, I'm sure. I am sure.
So, Paul, down at the show right now, I mean, show kicked off on, what, Wednesday, Thursday?
Thursday.
So a couple days in, how are the crowds right now?
Crowds are extremely busy. I just walked up from the dock from about Pier 4 and almost fell in the water. I think the floaters were maxed out at capacity. So
wow.
Really, really good traffic. Got a lot of people out. Can't ask for a better.
Can't ask for a better show so far, sounds like. Yeah, you know, they're predicting big things, and if the weather holds out like the way it is, I think it's going to be a record-breaking show. That's my prediction. Yeah, you think it could happen, Paul?
I think so.
Yeah?
Economy's doing well. I think they've done a lot of great things at the show to improve the logistics. You know, only our second or third year over here, so
right.
Still getting used to the new venue, but off to a much better start this year. They've really figured out a lot of things.
Help yeah.
get people here easier and make it easier on all the guests trying to visit. So,
well, true. You know, I was there.
For a really good show.
I was there for the first year when they did that, and of course, I saw the logistic issues and getting people over from, you know, Bayside and shuttling them over and the parking and all this mess. And you know, and I was like, look, that's growing pains. They're going to have that issue. Hopefully, they can get that resolved. And I think they've got enough time under their belt, and they pretty much have. But aesthetically, even the first year, I thought it was laid out pretty nicely. Are you feeling that vibe too, Paul, or what?
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. You know, this venue makes you really feel like you're, you know, at a marina, at the beach. You really get in the boating atmosphere, so you can't ask for a better venue in that regard.
Hey, Paul, back to the boat you just unveiled. I know about a little over a year ago, Regal unveiled six new models, and, of course, this is a brand new, from the keel up, if you will. The 33 SAV, this is an outboard-powered, correct?
Yep, outboard-powered product, twin Yamaha 300s or 350s.
Okay, and optional Seakeeper stabilizer for this boat?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the great things that we're trying to do with this product is really make it versatile for the family, you know, in the variety of different things that we want to do. And that Seakeeper obviously is important to a lot of people. So you've got beekeeper on there, fish box on there, live well, all those kind of things to really make it a versatile product in addition to all the cruising features that you come to expect from a Regal.
Yeah, and I, on the video, of course, I saw, I mean, you could really option this thing out really to suit your specific taste and need, if you will.
You can, for sure. We were on the boat a couple weeks back over on the west coast of Florida, and, you know, it wasn't a great day for fishing, so we pulled up to the sandbar, put out the Bahama shades, and just hung out on the boat. So really great for doing, you know, whatever activity you want to do.
Very versatile. Sounds nice. So, Paul, are you offering up demo rides of this all weekend, or is that a special invite-only kind of thing?
We're not. So we're locked in the show, so we can't move our boats until the show's over. But
well, you could give them rides, but you just put them up in the boat and have them look at everybody in the convention or the tent area, I guess, right? Is that where you're set up?
Exactly.
Okay.
You got it correct.
And you make boating noises for them.
We'll put you on the radio.
Okay. That'll work. All right. Well, Paul, appreciate the update. We'll let you get back to selling some boats. But thanks for the update. We do appreciate it. And you have a great weekend, my friend.
All right, thanks. You guys have a great weekend as well.
There you go. Paul Cook, VP of Engineering from Regal Boats, giving us our first Man on the Street report. Man in the Marina report, yeah, at the Miami International
Boat Show. There are no streets in the marina.
I don't know, Barry the Boater, that sounded pretty appealing. You gotta go now, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I have to check out that boat.
Yes. I mean, you get free boat rides.
We can't...
No, you just get up in the thing and pretend
you're
under the water. And Paul will make the sound effects for you.
Oh, okay.
Or he'll call me and he'll patch me in. All right, more coming up on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me. Captain Patrick in the studio as well. And then Barry the Boater connected via the web. He's down in South Florida. Not at the Miami International Boat Show, but he is planning to go tomorrow. Rusty is there now. And I just got a text from him. He is going to try to check in with us before we wrap up today's cruise through the latest boating news and information. However, he just sold a boat. Which I would say is a good sign. That's what they go to these shows and do. Like people like Paul and Rusty, they got to sell boats, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're both already selling boats.
That's
a good sign.
We're a few days in, you know, and as Paul pointed out with this new SAV, I mean, they were taking orders on this boat before the boat really even debuted.
Yeah.
And Barry, if you want to catch a glimpse of this, I know Paul wanted me to give out Regal Boats, that's with an S, .com. And it's the first boat that pops up on the page. And this might be your next boat.
Could be. Well, there you go.
Well, yeah, if I win Lotto, sure.
Well, how much? What's the price tag on that
thing? I have. They don't.
It doesn't have it on the website? Like a base price?
Not this one.
No,
this isn't Walmart.
What would you guess?
Yeah, there's no blue light special.
Well, no.
Yeah.
What would you guess would be?
I don't even want to venture a guess because if I guess then Paul will be
over
calling
a million?
Me. And, No.
Okay.
The nice thing is, you know, what they did with this boat, this has been kind of the trend a little bit, is, you know, that traditional starboard side console, but with a hard top, a port side walkthrough up to the bow. So you got triple captain seats across, a back end that's dedicated for diving or fishing, a bow seating area, a nicely appointed cabin down below, onboard AC, generator, all that stuff, a port side gunnel entry, so you know you come up to a floating dock, you're not having to step off the swim platform, and it seems to be kind of the direction we're going, but in a 33-foot package, and really where this comes into play, Greg, is... When you go to a marina, let's say you head over to the Bahamas for the weekend or you're transiting up and down the east or west coast and you go into a marina, they charge you by the foot.
Right.
So, you know, there are boats that are larger than this, but they cost you a lot more to get them into dockage. So in a 33-foot package, this thing is really, it's right in that sweet spot.
So you like the size of the package. Yeah, that's what I heard. Isn't that what you heard, Barry?
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
What type of boat do you see yourself in?
Well, I'm not sure, but I do know that I need to be out in the open sea.
Well, you got to ask yourself some questions. Do you like speed? Do you like to hear the roar of an engine? Do you want to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible? If that turns you on, then you want a power boat.
Okay, that's it. That's it. Power. That's me.
Well, it's one way to go. But maybe you want to slow down. You know, listen to the wind and the water. Have sunrise and sunset as your only clock. Know that you could go around the world on less than a tank of gas. Now, if that sounds good to you, then maybe you're sailors. This is not a hobby. This, it's a lifestyle.
I was riding on the Mayflower and I thought I spot some land. I yelled for Captain E-Rib, I have you understand. Who came running to the deck, said, boys, forget the whale. We're going over yonder, cut the engines, change the sails. Haul on the bowline, we sang that melody like all tough sailors do when they're far away at sea.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick in the studio. Also, Barry the Boater connected via the web today. And being threatened to be joined by Captain Rusty before the show wraps up. A little shout out to our friends on Facebook Live that are viewing me in front of a microphone and a bunch of buttons and stuff. Hi, guys. How are you? Dave wants to know. Let's see. Reading viewers. Could you let us hear what you're saying during the commercial breaks? Well, for legal reasons, we probably shouldn't, but we do anyway sometimes.
Yeah, it's usually just a bunch of me cursing at Greg.
Yeah, but sometimes the mics are left open, so it's a little added bonus or threat.
Well, not after you put that master cutoff switch for me over by you now.
Yeah. So you may hear some stuff that doesn't go out on the air if you're watching us on Facebook Live. Jerry's on there as well. Feel free to join us every Saturday. We're experimenting with video. I don't know why. I mean, they can't see Patrick. And, you know, that's one plus.
That is.
All right. I don't know. I'll just leave it at that. And you can join if you like. But we do have some other boating news and information to share today. Do we not, Patrick?
Well, we were talking a little bit, you know, what was going down at Miami. So if you want to, you know, things to do and see if you're heading down there.
To put on the list.
Yeah, I do.
Like what? You know, when Barry goes there tomorrow, what should he go check out?
Well, you can check out the Torquedo and Power Docks has got a solar power dock on display, which generates 1,248 watts of power each hour. So that's pretty sweet.
You're walking on top of the solar cells, or are they a shade?
It sounds like one of those Elon Musk roof tile things.
I haven't seen it. I am merely just reading the press release.
If that's so the case, that's pretty cool.
You will have to go to the show in order to see it. But
you think the sidewalk is hot when you're walking to the car, you know, to the truck in bare feet? Look out, baby.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if they've got this thing set up the way that I think, you know, if you've got an electric-powered boat, you know, with these Torquedo outboard motors, and you can pull up onto your dock and it automatically recharges it, I mean, that's sweet, man. I mean, that is zero-emissions boating at its finest.
Wireless charging, that's what they need to add to it as well. So you don't even have to plug up.
If you had Greg standing on it and then dip one of his toes in the water, we could check to see if it's grounded properly.
That's right.
Also, they've got Mercury Vessel View is on display. It's the closest thing the industry has to a driverless boat. The boat engines work with autopilot and has various signals and alarms that alert the driver if another boat is nearby or if the water is too shallow. I don't see what's so great about that because that seems to have been out for a while, but maybe there's something new.
Wait a minute. Does that mean we could go boating and we don't need Patrick?
And that means more likely you're going to have some boats crashing into things that weren't expected.
There you go.
Mr. Google Maps is going to make sure that doesn't happen.
Boating again.
You know what I in reviewing the boat show and what's been unveiled so far, you know, a lot of technology. Volvo Penta's got a new app running your engines. It's called Easy Connect. View the boat engine and route data on mobile devices at home and on board. So, you know, connectivity. Garmin has got a single display control for multiple systems. So, you know, electronics, you know, again, is kind of leading the way. And I will just say, once again, not to be the crotchety old guy that Greg makes me out to be.
Oh, never.
But the electronics, they're great, makes boating fun and enjoyable, and most of all, easy. But it does not, and it is not, a replacement for common sense and good seamanship, which you should be practicing every time you take your vessel out.
Well, tech is cool, but will eventually take over the world and kill us all. So enjoy it while it before it does that.
Thank you, Sarah Connor.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know. But, yeah, I mean, it's like that in every industry right now.
Well,
it doesn't have to be like that in every industry.
Well, it is. I mean, we're having that happen in aviation. We're having some. It happened a little bit in the diving world. Not as much, I would say.
I can guarantee I'm not going to get on an airplane without a pilot.
Well, I think you're going to be staying at home because that's happening, whether you like it or not.
I'll take the train. I'll take my car. That ain't happening.
Like the train is going to be any different? And the car is going to be any different?
The train is on a track, though.
Yeah, the train can't fall from the sky.
Well, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves.
Okay. Have you not been watching the news, Barry? Come on.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Sea Keeper. The smallest one weighs 414 pounds.
Yeah, but, you know, what is that? It's a stabilizer. It takes the pitch and roll out of the boat.
Okay. Is it using the gyro system?
Okay. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's water cooled, and Seakeeper's making those smaller and smaller, more compact. Mm-hmm. They'll have them down into, you know, 20-foot boats here in another couple years, if not already. I know they were down to about 26, 25-footers.
Yeah, they're saying 27-footers, but $22,000 for the least expensive one.
Yeah.
What's interesting is the time it takes to spool it up to get it 35 minutes to rated RPM.
Yep.
Well, isn't it just the technology from a Segway? Couldn't you just strap one of those to the bow of your boat and have the same effect?
Sure, you do that.
Okay. See, I'm here to solve problems create them.
You know, those stabilizers, I mean, what's great about them, you know, on larger boats where you got the stabilizer fins and all that stuff, you don't have any protuberances or anything like that on it. So it does take up some hull space, and it is weight. Usually manufacturers are going to try to put it about directly amidship center line, you know, on the keel of the boat for optimum, you know, taking the pitch and roll, you know, out of it. But as you pointed out, Barry, people think they can jump in their boat, you know, and turn that thing on. And, you know, no, you get this thing's got to spool up, man. It is a sight to behold. It's really pretty cool. And even when you come back to dock, it's kind of like a turbo, you know, you got to kind of let them spool down.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it takes almost as long to spool down again, and it pulls about 850 watts. So you need a 12-volt system at 75 amps. I'd need another engine just to drive that thing.
Mm.
Well,
saving.
You know, couple years, they may have them small enough. I don't know that they'll ever have them small enough to put in a 17-footer. But
Well, Barry's a tax accountant. He's going to get a huge tax return.
No, what I'm going to do is look at the Regal. I'm looking at the sports activity vessel, as you call it, the SAV. That is fantastic. It does everything you want it to do. It's no longer a single-purpose boat.
Yeah. And did you see the pictures with that forward and aft bimini tent setup?
No, I'm looking at the front of it. Are those windows on the side of it?
Yes. There's a cabin down below.
See? Barry, get it already.
So there's a cabin for coming in out of the weather. You know, it would be for like overnighting. I don't think you're going to go and spend, you know, a week down below unless it's just two people. But, you know.
We helped Barry the Boater get Surprise back in the day. Actually, I think it was at the Miami International Boat Show, wasn't it?
No. Well,
didn't you look at it there at the first time?
I looked at it down there with my son, and he took a baseball bat to it and
right.
was amazed at how it kind of bounced back at him.
Yeah. So we
hit him in the head.
You know, he made that introduction
almost
at the Miami Boat Show, and then he ended up buying one. So we could do this for this new 33.
See, this is where Triumph made their mistake. They built an indestructible hull.
And it was too good.
It's like, could you build a tire that lasts forever? Mm. Sure. You'd be out of business in 10 years because nobody need to buy new tires.
And that was their that was their business model, and they achieved it.
I could download the Regal Owner's Manual on this.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. So, that see, cool. I think you ought to get it, Barry, because that'd be a much better lobster hunting vessel than the one you have now.
I'll never have to retire. I'm not worried.
Speaking of which, I mean, you'd be surprised how many people are, you know, a lot of manufacturers are going to the, they give you a code to go and scan, you know, a QR code for your manual. Yeah. You're not getting the traditional manual in the owner's packet anymore. Even not even doing CDs or anything like that. So usually it's scan a QR code, or you go to their websites and you find that all that stuff is, you can download and make your own little owner's manual that you could, you know, keep on your phone, keep in the boat, what have you. But the way of the world, technology changes everything.
Yes. Just buy it. We'll figure out the technical stuff later, Barry. Okay. I'm in.
Can I borrow your credit card?
No, I was going to say with your money. More coming up.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Hey, boaters. You know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
What the hell are those yard birds doing in my boat?
Pontoon, making waves and catching rays up on the roof. Jumping on the back.
Boating, Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, in the studio, also Barry the Boater, connected via the web, Rusty, still at the Miami International Boat Show, and he says it's hopping, and he may not have time to talk to us. Priorities, Rusty, what is wrong with him? He has him correct.
I'm looking at this manual, this one manual from Regal Boats. It's amazing. I love reading manuals, and this one is chock full of information.
Barry the boater, he's caught the scent. He's on the trail.
Well, Barry is the type of boater we like to see.
Yeah.
Because he will actually read the owner operator's manual of a vessel.
You like that reading thing. I like pictures.
They had the deck harness layout, you know, where all the plugs are, where it all comes together. They show the harness connectors.
You're sold, aren't you?
Oh, well, remember, I was a marine mechanic in high school and auto mechanic and
all
that stuff.
Just answer the question. You're sold, aren't you, Barry? You want one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dad, can I have the credit card?
Well, talk to the boss.
Talk to
Buddy. Buddy the boss. There's Barry the boater and then...
There's Buddy the Boss.
Buddy the Boss.
In that case, it'll be no.
The amazing thing, you know, when we talk about boat manufacturing is, you know, what has changed since, you know, I got into it when I was 18 in 1986 to what manufacturers are doing now. And if you ever had the opportunity to go to one of these factories, several of them offer factory tours. I know Regal does. And when you go into and you look at how they build the boat, how all the wiring is run, back in 86 when we were doing it, you know, it was a lot of tribal knowledge. In other words, you were being taught by a guy who was being taught, who was being taught, being taught, being taught by, you know, 10 guys earlier.
You were an apprentice.
It was just word of mouth. You know, there were no written instructions. And a lot of times you would, if I run it this way, I can take off, save some time. And then you would wind up, it wasn't a consistent product from boat to boat. And now what they've done is a lot of that is done with the deck off, so it's a modular build, if you will, and it's run the same way every time. So that manual that you're looking at, and I'll speak for Regal since that's the one that you pulled up, they can actually put that schematic in there because that's what you're going to find with little to no variance in the way that it was done.
Yeah, and Regal's built in Florida, aren't they?
In Orlando, and then they have another factory up in Valdosta, Georgia, which I think builds kind of a mid-range product line. Valdosta doesn't build anything that Orlando builds. So,
So we need to do a World of Boating trip over there and watch them build a boat.
You could do that. I think they do tours Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, starting at 9:00. You know, and it's a walking tour. I think they go through about 500,000 square feet of manufacturing space. They don't drive you around the buildings. They take you deep inside the buildings, down into the lamination areas, over to the upholstery department, because they do all of this work in-house, built per boat. You know,
how you get good quality control through that.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you got there, Greg?
I got Captain Rusty.
Oh!
Hey, Rusty, how are you, buddy?
How's it going, guys? Y'all having fun?
Yes. Well, not as much fun as you, I guess.
I'm having a really good day at the moment. Excellent day.
Yeah. Selling boats
or taking pictures with pretty girls?
You know, I kind of both, but today I just sold a boat like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Literally, the people come up, bought this boat. They were from my territory, so that was really good. They bought the boat. They didn't even ask the price. They go, we got to run. We want to put a deposit down. It goes 10%. I go, be like $30,000. They whip out a charge card and go, here, charge your card. Charge card.
And oh, you got to like that.
Okay. I said, this is how much it is. Yeah, that's fine. Just charge the card. We got to run.
Wow.
Charge the card. We got it done. All that happened, the guy has his name, phone number, and email address. He said, he'll get with me on Monday. And then at the dealership at the same time, Daniel sold another boat, another Chris Craft today. In Jacksonville. So we're having a really good day.
Wow. What a birthday weekend for Captain Rusty.
So we can do the simple math. If you took 10% deposit, $30,000. So we can extrapolate. Barry, back me up because you're the accountant. We're looking at a $300,000 product. What's your cut of that in percent?
My cut, that's hard to say. Personally, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, how much does the dealership make?
He's working a calculator right now.
Yeah, I know. I can hear it, man.
You know, it's hard to say. I don't want people coming up going, well, I know how much you make for your boat. So, you know, I don't want to know if I want to throw those numbers out.
Yeah, well, let's just say he's going to go back to the hotel tonight and take a bath in $20 bills.
Rusty's getting a new truck.
How about that?
What he's doing.
Yeah.
Actually, he's going to buy one of those Regal SAVs is what he's going to do.
So obviously you're selling boats. We got a report earlier that the show is very crowded. Is that what you're seeing too as far as numbers?
It is. It's very crowded. It's not like swamped as far as maybe inside the tents are, but it's not, you know, the Chris Craft booth hasn't been, but they have sold boats.
Yeah.
Sold several boats that are out here. I sold two or three of the 38-foot launches, which is a, you know, a $700,000 boat. So that's been good.
That's a good sign. Yeah, so things are looking up. We'll get the full report next week. Okay, Rusty?
That sounds good.
All right. You enjoy your birthday weekend in the Miami International Boat Show. And on that note, we will end it for this week. Till next time, remember, whether it's sail or motor.
Come on, Barry. Life is better. As a
boater.
Yeah, he's a little late, but
that's
as long as he buys a new boat, I'm good with that. Okay. Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.